I am Maya, third-year electrical engineering student. My to-do list looks simple. Pick a direction, learn what matters, land an internship. My brain says easy. My calendar says impossible. Every time I search for advice, I get 1,000 results and a 0% plan. Then a senior sends me an invite. Join Engineering Office Hours. I click.
Welcome. Drop your question in the chat. What is the one decision that would make the next month easier?
I start typing. I do not know what track to pick, and I am afraid of wasting time. A mentor replies with a map and a sentence that I now keep taped to my laptop. Stay rigid in vision, but flexible in approach. Act 1. Choosing a direction without the panic spiral. Engineering starts with a 3-lane map. Lane 1, core fundamentals that every engineer needs. Lane 2, tool fluency that companies actually use. Lane 3, professional skills that help you communicate like a teammate. I book a one-on-one call where we turn interest into experiments, not theories. Designs that I can finish in a week.
Pick 2 possible paths. For each path, design a mini build that shows value, keep it tiny, ship it, reflect, decide.
I pick high-speed SERDs and power integrity. My experiments are small but real. For high speed, a link budget walkthrough with a short readme and a 2-minute screen share explaining the trade-offs. For power integrity, a decoupling network with a measurement plan on the school bench. I finish, present, and get feedback from a mentor who did this work in industry for years. 1 week later, I am not guessing anymore. I know what excites me, and I see where the gaps are. Act 2, upskilling that sticks. Upskilling at Engineering feels like sport practice. Short focus sessions with a scoreboard. We call them skill sprints. Each sprint follows a simple loop. 1, learn a thin slice. 2, build a tiny artifact. 3, tell the story out loud to a mentor. 4, post the artifact to my portfolio.
Show me your work in a way a teammate can reuse it tomorrow. That is the bar.
The portfolio first rule changes everything. Instead of notes that gather dust, I create living assets. A touchstone parser notebook with examples I can rerun. A stack-up comparison sheet with sources cited. A 2-page design review checklist that I can explain to a classmate. Each artifact earns a micro badge tied to a skill rubric, not a vibe. I can open my engineering dashboard and show progress in core topics, tools, and teammate skills. It feels honest. Act 3, interview lab. The part that used to scare me was interviews. Engineering turns this into practice reps. The lab has 2 tracks, behavioral stories and technical talkthroughs.
Behavioral stories use the STAR pattern: situation, task, action, result. We keep a story bank. Each story has a headline, 3 proof points, and a measurable outcome. You practice until it sounds natural.
I record myself on my phone, get time-stamped feedback, then do it again. For technical talkthroughs, I pick 1 concept each week and explain it like I am walking a new teammate through a dock. No buzzword bingo. Clear steps, assumptions, trade-offs. Mentors interrupt with real prompts. What would you do if the model and the measurement disagree? How would you de-risk this before we send the board out? I learned to be calm, honest, and specific.
When students speak in clear steps with proof and trade-offs, employers know they have more than just experience. They have intuition.
Act 4, internship blueprint. Engineering does not just say, go find your network. It gives me a route. 1. Build a target 20 list of companies and teams that match my interests. 2. For each target, ship a tiny proof of value post that aligns to their work. 3. Ask for advice, not a job. Short messages, clear asks, easy yes. 4. Convert conversations into referrals by offering something useful, like a cleaned-up checklist or a quick demo.
Become a contributor before you are an employee. That signals interest and trust.
I also get resume coaching that makes sense. We focus on impact that matches the target team. Each line starts with a specific verb, ends with a measurable outcome, and includes the tool or method that a hiring manager cares about. My resume does not look generic anymore. It's aligned with what the team needs. Act 5. First day ready. After I land a summer internship, Engineery keeps helping. There is a 6-month runway program for students who cross the gap into a new role. I am paired with an onboarding buddy who explains culture, unblocks my tickets, and helps me map out a 90-day learning plan. We keep weekly office hours with peers from other companies. When I hit something confusing, I do not spiral in silence. I ask, fix, and move.
Your first quarter mission is simple. Be dependable, be curious, make one thing better that stays better. Show your work.
By the end of the summer, I shipped a small automation that others still use. I can point to it. I can show the before and after. I feel like a teammate, not just an intern who sat in meetings. Act 6. Why this works. Engineery works because it is not just content. It is momentum curated just for you. Short cycles, fast feedback, and a community that expects you to contribute. Mentors treat you like a junior colleague and give you real context. Retired engineers coach with patience and practical wisdom. Peers cheer and challenge. The whole thing is designed to move you from student to teammate through visible work. If you are stuck on direction, if you want real upskilling, or if interviews make your stomach flip, the next step is small. Reach out or join an Engineery office hour. Bring one question or one tiny project. You will leave with a plan and a person who knows your name. That was my turning point. It can be yours too.
This episode is brought to you by Engineery, a student-to-teammate community that blends fundamentals, tool fluency, and professional skills. Join live office hours, earn badges through portfolio-first projects, and practice interview skills in our weekly lab. If you'd like to join nationally recognized conferences with industry partners, scholarships are available. Visit engineering.org to start your first skill sprint today.